Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. Alrighty, that is the unmistakable theme tune to the US TV hit sitcom Roseanne there, of course. And a whopping 18.4 million viewers tuned in for the first episode of the new series of Roseanne last month. The original series starred Roseanne Barr and John Goodman, and it was lauded for reflecting the trials and tribulations of working class America and was massively popular all throughout its 9-year run. This latest rebooted series appears to be as, if not even more successful. Apparently the first one on the new series was bigger than the last one on the last series, if you follow. But what does make a successful TV series? And why would you reboot anything? And what has gone terribly, terribly wrong? I'm joined now to discuss all of this by the lovely John Fardy.
Thank you, Ciara.
News Talk's own.
Indeed, very much so. I'm stamped. They've adopted
me. We've all been stamped.
I've been here that long.
Is this a good idea, the new Roseanne?
Well, this isn't bad. It's generally reboots. I'm not in favour of them because what's the point? Unless you're going to move the story on. Like these things, origin stories, they do the same thing in movies. I can't stand that. One of my favourite TV shows of all time, and I'm an unadulterated, unapologetic fan of Only Fools and Horses, which was just perfect.
I don't think you need to apologise.
Good, good. Thank you. But they did this Rock and Chip series where they had Del Boy as kind of an almost street urchin in the Bull Streets of Peckham. And you're just like, no, stop doing that. So I can't stand that type of thing. However, Roseanne, there's a logic to this in a way for the greater good. This was a blue-collar family somewhere in middle of Illinois, and they were struggling with healthcare and all that kind of stuff. And they've brought them back to Trump's America. And Roseanne is clearly in this new series a Trump supporter. Her sister Jackie, who's back played brilliantly by Laura Metcalfe, is not. She's a Julia Stein supporter. And they fight about that. Becky's back and she's, you know, struggling to have children, all these kind of stuff. So it's actually quite a clever look at where America is now. Trump himself rang Roseanne up after the first night and mostly talked about the figures.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I know.
That was probably in the middle of bombs being dropped in Syria or something, and he still rang Roseanne.
So he's clearly a fan and impressed. So it's getting rave reviews, and we must mention the Irish actor, long since departed, Glenn Quinn, who featured in the first series. They actually paid a lovely tribute to him by proxy, and they showed his photo at the end of the second episode, which aired earlier this week in the States. So from what I've seen of it, it's pretty good. And as reboots go, considering I'm not a fan and I think most of them are pretty awful, this isn't bad at all. And I'm curious to see where it's going to go, you know?
Are there any other kind of big ones that can? Because one of the things I think might work for a reboot are things like sci-fi things, because sci-fi, because the technology of making these programs has moved on so much that, you know, we used to look at Beedly and all that kind of stuff. That was me being Buck Rogers in the 21st century, by the way.
I used to love that.
But, you know, we were satisfied with so little, John, by way of technical advances.
Indeed, we've much more demanding standards in that way. And it's funny you should say that, because Battlestar Galactica in the late 70s was a pretty ropey sci-fi thing.
I liked it.
I know, so did I. And they looked like Hoovers going around. But the remake in 2003 was fantastic and involved kind of, you know, this was 9/11, post 9/11 American territory. And this was deep stuff, trying to hold a mirror up through sci-fi, through a fictional kind of society, and it dealt with terrorism and politics. Why don't we take a little listen? Just, you'll hear kind of how deep that show really went.
Because there's another force at work here. There always has been. It's undeniable. We've all experienced it. Everyone in this room has witnessed events that they can't fathom, let alone explain away by rational means. Puzzles deciphered in prophecy. Dreams given to a chosen few. Our loved ones dead, risen, Whether we want to call that God or gods or some sublime inspiration or a divine force that we can't know or understand, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's here. It exists. And our two destinies are entwined in its force.
That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I can get why they do want to reboot these things, John, because they want to recreate whatever was successful before. But is it hard in a way? Because the way now, when people look back at things like episodes of The Simpsons, they go, oh, that's a bit racist. Or they look back at an episode of Friends, they go, oh, homophobia or whatever. And through the prism of now, we look at the past a little bit harshly sometimes. Yeah. Does that make it hard to reboot things?
Yeah.
Because, you know, time moves on and what we like maybe moves on too.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's a real quagmire at the moment. I mean, you would have thought almost that Friends, in a way, was, because that's, to people of my age, that seems modern almost, but all these millennials, and justifiably so in some instances, are having problems with it. When it came on Netflix, a whole new generation watched it and they thought, oh, we don't like the way, and you think, gosh, but you know what, you have to draw a line somewhere. You know, I always say, like, Shakespeare, Mark Twain, like, there's going to be products of their time that we can't get rid of completely, or else there'd be nothing left to watch or read, you know.
Are there TV shows that we would love to see rebooted? Because I think there's been a couple of ones from my youth that, you know, finished, were dropped, and never to be recreated. Just have a listen to this.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Just even hearing it.
I know.
And I want to float this. Owen Wilson, wouldn't he be amazing?
Brilliant, that's a great idea. We should mention for listeners what we're talking about. It's not just two people singing or singing badly. The Greatest American Hero, which was just this adorable show about this average American dude who found a Superman suit or a superhero suit, and it gave him all these superpowers that he didn't understand. That was my favourite TV show as a kid.
That was my happy place.
Yeah, I would love to see that. One I definitely don't want to see is The Sopranos. The Sopranos is the greatest television show
Leave
ever made. Maybe the greatest thing ever made. And they're doing an origin story movie, so I really hope they never touch that again.
Loads of people get involved. Someone says the X-Files reboot worked well because the same creative team was involved, and that was what gave success, unlike others. Tony says, whatever about the reboot of Roseanne, I saw trailers the other night for a remake of Dirty Dancing. Sacrilege. I saw that too. I thought it was a parody, but apparently it was real. It was awful. Dreadful stuff. And someone else says, Star Trek Discovery on Netflix is brilliant. And Will and Grace is back too, of course.
Yeah, Will and Grace. I was never really in the camp. I just never found it that funny. But people are saying that the new series is pretty good. You know, Frasier, I think, is one of the great TV comedies of all time. It's technically, well, it's not a reboot, it's a spin-off, but that was one that worked brilliantly.
I'm surprised they haven't done The A-Team.
As a TV show, they've done it as a movie and it was god awful.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty bad.
Maybe they learned their lesson. They've done Porridge and they canned it after one season. There's a lot you forget about. They've tried all sorts. They did a one-off Are You Being Served and it was terrible. I mean, that was crap in the 70s.
Oh, whatever, so about looking back at the inappropriateness of Friends or The Simpsons, Are You Being Served?
No. I can't even say the
Mr.
script.
Mr. Peacock.
Let's leave it there. Take the news.
Let's leave it exactly there. Thank you, as ever, to John Fardy. Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.